as one gets older, you realize, I realize that, you know, every time you think you have some kind of understanding of something, another layer gets introduced, and then you think, oh, I don't know anything at all. So it just feels like you learn one little thing and then everything else just slips between your fingers, like yeah. trying to gather mercury.
Right. Colin Hay has gathered a great deal of wisdom over the years. He's the former lead singer of the Australian band Men at Work, and since they broke up in 1985, Colin Hay has been releasing solo albums full of pop poetry. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Colin Hay has been real busy since Men at Work split in the mid-80s. He played in one of Ringo Starr's all-star bands, acted in several movies, and on the TV show Scrubs, and released 11 solo albums. Many of the songs on his latest, called Gathering Mercury, are centered on his father, who passed away last year. Colin tells several stories from the perspective of his dad, stories that he used to tell over the years. It's a tribute to a man that Colin Hay clearly loved and respected. Colin came by Studio A recently, and host Claudia Marshall got to ask him when his parents met each other.
They met when my old man was 16 and my mother was 15. So they knew each other from that point on. And they never really... I mean, apart from, he went to war for 4 years, you know, so they got married in 1944.
Wow.
So, you know, when he came back, they had to, you know, get to know each other again, you know, because he'd been gone for 4 years.
Oh, but, my goodness.
But apart from that, they were never really apart, although they did break up for half a day once. And when they were very young, and my father thought, well, you know, I can't, you know, I have to experience the world, you know, before I commit to this person. It only took him half a day, apparently.
That must have been quite a half a day.
Well, in that half a day, she, my mother, had some tea with Billy Maguire.
Old dog.
And even...
Billy Maguire, not your mother.
Exactly. And right up until my father almost passed away, he would still bring it up and he'd say, you and Orphan had a cup of tea with that Billy Maguire.
How do you do? I've loved you since I first saw you. Tell me, will you be mine? Through the winter and into summertime, I can see the sun is poking through, shining on the likes of me and you. I am going, why don't you come too? Let's go where the sky is blue. Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. We love you, but we'll be seeing you round. We're walking down that beaten track. Can't say for sure we're coming back.
There are plenty of musicians who just kind of coast on, you know, I suppose you could play Overkill and, you know, Who Could It Be Now? And you probably have to in many situations.
Well, I have a lot of respect for those songs because they've been very good to me. So I've never stopped playing them over the years, but they sit in very well with all the songs that I've written since then. Mm. And I'm fortunate because most of the people who come and see me play have been following me for the last 20-odd years, and so they know the new songs as well as
the
old.
They know the canon.
And as a matter of fact, they have a slight disdain for people who come along to see me play who only are there to hear the old Men at Work songs. They kind of slightly look down their noses at them and thinking, oh, you just, where have you been?
Isn't it nice, though, that you don't have to be embarrassed about that early?
It's a self-policing crowd.
Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, and though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day appears, night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear goes.
Colin Hay, playing live in Studio A with Overkill and Where the Sky is Blue. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.